Tropical storm Isaias has moved away from the region, but damage from the storm remains in the Cape Fear region. Natasha Tu is the City of Wilmington's Emergency Management Coordinator. I have her on the line to talk about storm recovery efforts in the city. Natasha, thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Last year's Hurricane Dorian seemed to hit the region less hard than we all anticipated. So how did Isaias compare to that storm? Was the city prepared?
I believe we were. This storm presented its own unique challenges with the current coronavirus that is going on. But we have taken the lessons that we've learned since Florence and Dorian and made good use of them and applied them in this instance. And I think that this activation went quite smoothly.
Yeah, and I know, obviously, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm sure there were complications. What were some of those complications due to the pandemic we're living in right now?
Well, keep in mind that a lot of folks that work and when activated at the Emergency Operations Center are folks with a lot of experience, which would tend to lead to those folks in those higher-risk populations. And it's very packed in here, so we've had to make accommodations to reduce that risk of exposure by encouraging everyone to take the precautions and reduce the number of people that actually report to the EOC. Fortunately for us, this storm did not require all hands on deck type of response. We were able to manage all the incidents that came up with what we had. The county made use of the enormous building that they had and spread us out to accommodate for social distancing.
Yeah, and what do residents need to know right now to stay safe in these couple last seconds we have here?
We still have over 45,000 customers of Duke that are without power. I just want to encourage everyone to remain home. Don't try to drive around tonight once the sun goes down. There are still several intersections that don't have power. Remember your four-way stops. Also keep in mind that as the power starts coming on, things that were left on will come back on, just to use utmost of caution at all times. And try not to grill or cook in your house. Try to do that all outside. You'd be amazed. Plus, I would imagine that would get a bit too hot right now.
All right. With me has been Wilmington Emergency Management Coordinator Natasha Tu. Thanks for talking to me, Natasha.
Thanks for having me.